Wizardy Witch and the Shooting Star by David G. Shepherd. Wizardy Witch is always whizzing around. She is the fastest witch in the land of magic.
Zoomity zoom! Let's go broom!
She squeals, making her broomstick go faster. Whiz! And off she whizzes. One day, Wizardy Witch was sitting outside after tea with her parents, looking up at the night sky. Unexpectedly, a bright shooting star streaked across the heavens.
Wow, look at that!
Wizardy Witch squealed excitedly. Moments later, the shooting star dipped down beyond the distant mountains and exploded in a great flash of illuminations. For a few seconds, night turned into day. The brilliant lights covered the entire landscape and showed a wispy tail of clouds, highlighting the path of the shooting star through the Land of Magic's sky. Wiz was so ecstatic at this rare event, she could barely sleep that night. The next morning, Wiz decided to take her cousin Wisby with her to go and find the shooting star landing site beyond the mountains. The pair whizzed off, heading for the area far across the landscape.
Are you sure you know which way it went?
Wondered Wisby cautiously. He was reminded of the saying, finding a needle in a haystack. The Land of Magic is very big, and the shooting star was probably very small, even if it did light up the sky. Wizardy Witch was having none of it. She was confident she knew exactly where to look.
I remember it perfectly, Wisby, she insisted. We just need to head over there beyond the mountains.
The pair sped off along the route Wizardy Witch indicated. After many minutes, the mountains came into full view, and then each one disappeared behind them as they followed Wiz's directions. Below, everything looked normal. Wisby became anxious.
Shouldn't we have seen something by now, Wiz?
Just a bit further, Wiz insisted. Beyond the mountains, the lands level out into a great deserted area of scrubland and grasses. If the shooting star landed anywhere there, they ought to be able to see it.
What do you think we're looking for? Wondered Wisby.
Would it have punched a big hole in the ground?
You mean a crater, corrected Wiz.
Yes, I think we are looking for a crater. Wisby shook his head frustratingly. He loved his cousin, but she could be a bit obstinate at times and rarely accepted she might be wrong for once.
There, look,
shouted Wiz, pointing frantically over to their left.
A crater!
Sure enough, the land had been punctured by a great force throwing huge amounts of rock and soil in every direction. At the centre, a thin plume of smoke still rose in the still air. Wisby grinned sheepishly at his cousin.
Okay, sorry, you did know where to look.
The pair flew down towards the rim, but could not believe their eyes when they reached the edge. At the smoking centre of the crater was a glowing egg shape, about the size of a large dog, spinning slowly in a pool of molten rock.
What is that? Wondered Wisby.
They could not get close because the centre was scalding hot. A loud cracking sound made them both jump in fright. Wiz and Wisby moved backwards several steps because the egg shape was breaking apart and something was inside.
Is that a...
stammered Wisby.
Baby dragon? Finished Wizardy Witch in excitement. Look, it's a rare blue dragon.
The shell fell away, revealing a small, confused-looking creature. Its colour was the deepest blue, shining with streaks of white and gold.
That is amazing, whispered Wiz. What do we do now? Do you think it's hungry or something?
I'm not entirely sure what baby dragons eat, replied Wisby. Let's hope it doesn't think we are its breakfast. The baby dragon staggered around a little whilst trying to stretch out its wings. After several attempts at flapping them, the dragon rose into the air and then landed close beside Wiz and Wisby.
Hello, little dragon, said Wiz calmly. I'm called Wiz, and this is my cousin Wisby.
The dragon coughed gently a couple of times, breathing out smoke, then gave a loud sneeze and blew out a thin flame, just missing Wiz and Wisby.
Hey, watch out! Screamed Wisby.
The dragon stumbled backwards, looking shocked and trembling in fear.
Now look what you've done, accused Wiz to her cousin. You have frightened the poor little thing.
Frightened him? Complained Wisby.
He nearly roasted us then. It's me that is frightened, Wiz.
Oh, don't be such a jelly belly, scolded Wiz.
Just look at him. He is so cute.
Wiz put out her arms to the frightened baby dragon and smiled sweetly.
Come here to Mummy, Wiz, she encouraged sympathetically.
Don't you be afraid of my cousin Wisby. I won't let him hurt you. The dragon looked first at Wisby and then back to Wiz. After a moment, he stopped shivering and took a tentative step towards the welcoming arms of Wizardy Witch.
Will you be careful, Wiz? Grumbled Wisby. You'll end up like a piece of burnt toast if he sneezes again.
The dragon took another step backwards.
I am going to put a be silent spell on you, Wisby, if you frighten this little creature again.
Wiz threatened harshly.
He didn't mean to sneeze, and you can see how afraid he is.
We need to take him to our dragon friends in the mountains, where they can help him. Wisby sulked quietly. He secretly thought that was the first sensible thing his cousin had said since they had found the baby dragon. But he did not dare speak, because he knew his cousin's magic was more powerful than his. Instead, he nodded and moved away from the frightened creature.
Come on, baby dragon, said Wiz again, stepping forwards and picking him up.
She placed him on the front of her broomstick, wrapped him in her cloak, and whispered,
Zoomity-zoom, fly carefully, broom.
She did not want to upset the poor little creature any more than he already was. Immediately, Broomstick whizzed off at a gentle rate, heading for the dragon's realm in the mountains. Wisby flew up alongside his cousin and apologized for his concerns. Wiz tapped him lovingly on the arm to offer her acceptance and to reassure him she forgave him too. The mountains rose rapidly from the lands below until they were topped with fresh white snow. Ahead, the pair could see the land of dragons and zoomed down to meet many of their friends. The black dragon spotted them coming and came racing up to greet them. Wiz quickly explained about the shooting star, the great crater in the ground, the boiling molten rock, and the egg hatching. "This little fellow popped out of that egg," said Wiz to her friend, showing him off from under a cape. "We think he might be hungry, and brought him here to you." The black dragon gasped loudly and called excitedly to the others to come quickly, then said, "Thank you, Wiz. You did the right thing bringing him to us, for this is no ordinary dragon. He is the son of a great king. Only a mighty prince of dragons would have his colours. We will feed him here and then take him to the palace of the king. I expect the king will want to reward you for your thoughtfulness and kindness." Wiz smiled, blushing with embarrassment. Wisby interrupted, saying quickly, "I helped too, you know."
"Oh, did you indeed?" said Wiz knowingly.
Everyone laughed together. And that is the story of Wizardy Witch and the Shooting Star.